All right. Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680. We love when this guy comes into town. The Mad Hungarian Al Raboski with Bay Area Roots. And just refresh everyone's memory.
Do you want me to give you the CIA version or the whatever? But I was born in an Oakland hospital, but I never lived in Oakland. I lived in Concord. Back then when Mount Diablo High was the only high school there in Concord. And then at fifth grade, I moved down to Anaheim.
Well, that's good. That's the CIA version. We don't know what happened, but that's where you went.
Well, I was actually truly born in a political detention camp in Provista, Czechoslovakia, which used to be part of the Hungarian Empire. But that's where it was. And I escaped through Russia, through the east, and came into the West Coast.
And you can tell he's a left-hander, right? You're a lefty, right?
Oh, yeah. I still am, too. You know, and I did have a blue plate special. I had a torn rotator cuff, a torn labrum, and a ruptured bicep. But being left-handed, it was on my right arm.
Very good. I love him. All right, Al Raboski with us. Baseball. And we haven't talked to you guys. The Cardinals are in town. And some of the issues that have come up this year, and I haven't chatted with you about it, and that is replay and how you guys feel about it. It's getting extended all the time. And we're going to talk about how far it can go. But how are you guys dealing with it?
Well, I think it's fine. Last night's ball game, we had a situation where a replay was almost 5 minutes long, and that's way too long, and it just wasn't enough evidence to turn it over. Later on, there was one that was about a minute 20. So as long as they can get it done, and we're trying to get plays correct, I think it's good for the game.
We've gone even further with the discussion, and that is a computerized strike zone. And I remember you on the mound. If you could get an area in that strike zone where you could throw it or they couldn't hit it, you were going to go there. A computerized strike zone, how would you feel about it? Former major league pitchers have a lot of opinions about it.
Well, I think that there's the technology that you probably could get it correct. But part of the game and part of the beauty of baseball is the human element. We all see a play in our heart. You know, you see it from a Giant standpoint, I see it from a Cardinal standpoint, and we'll see a replay and you'll swear that the ball would go a certain way, and then you'll see the replays and you see three or four that say one way and two or three make it the other way. So I think the umpires do a great job, but it might keep a lot of hitters off their back.
Yeah, is the umpire more inconsistent? And it just seems to me, we watch the games, everyone's got, I don't know if you guys in your broadcast on TV have the box that you look at all the time, and ESPN does it. Announcers say, well, that pitch FX said that one was outside. It seems like every pitch gets scrutinized, not only by the umpire, the catcher, and the hitter, and the pitcher, but everybody else in the ballpark.
And I don't believe those boxes. It's my understanding that you still have somebody basically in a closet that has the computerized strike zone, but is not adjusting for the height of Jason Hayward, somebody 6'5", or Colton Wong, who's 5'9". They have the same strike zone. So you know that it can't be the same low-level strike, or the high strike can't be the same. But I think that the umpires, as you said, have a tough job to do. I find an interesting thing is it seems like now with replays that as long as you're on the bases, you really have no controversy, because if somebody disagrees with the call, they can go and challenge it. So the three of the 4 days an umpire works, you know, he has a pleasant day. He has no confrontation. But when it comes to home plate, and I think they've gotten thinner skin because that's the only time they hear complaints is just one time out of every four when they're working back behind the plate.
Well, Al Raboski with us. One of the players said, we need the umpires because this is entertainment and we need a villain. And the umpire is the villain. Every drama needs a villain.
Well, I'd like that idea. But, as I said, when my playing days back in the 70s, we had a lot of respect for the umpires. We appreciated how hard the job was, and as long as they hustled, we kept off their back. You know, we could appreciate a Lee Wire, John McSherry, guys that were big. You know, Eddie Montague from out here. You know, we're good umpires, and as long as they hustled and they didn't carry a grudge, which I think some of them did, but very few of them, the umpires were a necessary function of the game.
Yeah, well, that's the way most people feel if they've been in the game. Al, when you pitched, did you look in and I know you glared at the hitter a lot, but if you missed a pitch, would you look in at the umpire?
you know, I think back then we could communicate better. If a pitch went a certain way and I thought it was a strike, I had the ability to ask the umpire, well, was it low? Why did you call it a strike? Today, you make that same question, and you're insulting their intelligence or their humanity and everything else. So I think it was better communication between the umpires and players. And right now, it seems like they once again are starting to carry a grudge, and they're going out there and being told that you can't let anybody challenge you. Very few times do you really see players challenge them, and most of the time they're baited by the umpires.
Boy, well, that's a good player talking and a pitcher talking as well, Al Hrabowski. Al, this Cardinal team, and once again, Giants, Cardinals, you look at the World Series last 5 years, Giants, Cardinals every other year pretty much. How do they do it with all the injuries? How do the Cardinals have the best record in baseball?
Well, it's hard to believe, and if you watch this team, the one thing we get every single day is an outstanding starting effort. Every day the guy's going to go out there and he's going to give you 6 to 7 innings of quality baseball. And then we also have the best starting ERA in the game. We have the best relief corps ERA. And so those guys coming out of the bullpen, especially if they only have to account for, say, 6 outs, everything falls in place, having 7 or 8 relievers down there. So offensively, we're a little more challenged. And I'll tell you, there's not one player that's having a career year. And every single day, it's a different person that steps up to get that game-winning hit. But Mike Matheny has done a phenomenal job of getting guys to concentrate on what we have, not what we're missing, going out there with high expectations and going out there and playing the game right and walking off the field, win or lose, that you can hold your head up high. And most of the time, they're winning.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Great to have you on, as always. Nice to see you out here in the Bay Area. You're a former player. I respect your opinions, very similar to what I've heard from the players we've talked to. Thanks, Al.
Well, this game is still the best in the world, but for every little problem we might have, we have 100 pluses, and it's still the greatest game, and its popularity has never been higher.
All right, great to have Al Hrabowski with us. Al, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.